Cats and Dogs by Holly Dumovy, read by Salty Unicorn. Relationship is Castiel/Dean and Gabrielle/Sam. A summary. A plot asking for Dean as a dog and Cass as a kitten. Warning for mentions of animal abuse, crafty kitties, Sabriel, Destiel, are hinted at. Lucifer had too many cats. It was getting to the point that he was sure to end up on the hoarders or some shit. And he couldn't afford that. So he adjusted his schedule just a notch and went to search for that special one. He found it in Aniel's newest litter. Castiel was the tiniest and the sickliest, so therefore, if he was found dead, he wouldn't be much of an investigation. He scooped the kitten up, faintly registering Aniel's mournful wail, while the rest of his mind ticked through what he could do with this one. He completely failed to notice Gabriel, Castiel's brother from the different litter, watching him carefully. He was going for his car keys when inspiration hit him. He can just walk to Singer's scrapyard. Those yard dogs would certainly take care of the kitten in a manner he desired. Mind made up, he left his house. Dean was what the rescue lady would call a lab pit mix. If it wasn't for the fact he looked and acted like Sam's brother, Sam was a laboratory retriever mix. Bobby would have pegged him for a complete pit. Didn't make a difference to him. He was exactly what Bobby needed. A complete softy hidden behind a badass exterior. Scared off any potential intruders, and he'd taken to Sam so well to provide him with company. They were the best damn dogs he's ever had, and if anyone had a problem with Dean being part pit, well, the idiots could find themselves another damn scrapyard. It was late at night and Dean was on patrol, his master asleep inside. Sam was watching over him. They alternated shifts, the two of them each getting equal time with their alpha while maintaining the safety of the pack. No one dared threaten their house. They might be nice, but they were perfectly capable of defending their territory, and most people knew that. Which is why Dean was so surprised when the creepy man, the one who tried to buy Sam off his master that one time, showed up in the middle of the night. He growled out a warning, but the man who smelt wrong paid no attention. So he ran forward towards him, barking wildly. This was successful. Whatever he'd been carrying, he dropped as he ran away. After staying near the fence to guarantee the man's retreat, Dean went to nuzzle the bag on the ground, jumping back when it moved. He nudged it again, and it meowed. Lucifer ran all the way to his house. That had gone better than he had planned. The vicious mutt would be make short of the pesky feline. As he walked through the door, he failed to notice Gabrielle until it was too late. Next thing he knew, claws were digging into his face and skull. He tried desperately to remove the furious feline from himself, but he tripped over something and fell, the cat somehow landing unharmed back on his face. Gabrielle had enough. The man had taken too many kin members, had in fact killed Gabrielle's litter mate, Michael, right in front of him. Castiel, innocent, sickly Castiel, was simply the last straw. He'd managed to convince the colony that there was more of them than there were of him. They could overpower him. Unsurprisingly, Aniel had been one of his biggest supporters. Working together, the cats made a plan. They hid the youngest kittens, but those of 8 weeks insist on fighting. So they, and those older than them, stayed. Raphael, his remaining litter mate, had agreed to mind the kittens. The plan was Gabrielle would leap upon the man from above, while Aniel would twine herself between his legs, causing imbalance. When the man was down, the others would attack. The plan worked better than he would have ever dreamed. Once they were guaranteed that the man had not getting up anytime soon, they fled. Those were able to carry kittens and help the wounded. They were out the door and headed towards the park when Gabriel caught Castiel's scent, fresh enough to follow. He hesitated before setting down Uriel, one of Castiel's littermates, waiting until Zachariah had scooped the kitten up before veering off towards the scent. Even if Castiel was dead, he would bring the kitten back to its mother to be properly mourned. He hoped against all odds that Castiel was still alive. He never mentioned this aloud, but that kitten was his favorite. Castiel was scared. He knew what happened when the man took away his friends and family. He'd been warned. But he'd been so sleepy, his mother so warm, that he'd forgotten to hide. The next thing he'd known, he'd been scooped up and carried away. Then he had heard barking, loud and scary and very clearly demanding back off. And he had been dropped. He'd been sure the fall would kill him, but when he tried to, he was able to get up. Something nudged him, so he meowed, hoping for a member of his kin. However, when he finally managed to crawl out of the bag, he'd found himself in front of an enormous dog. He hissed and lashed out at the threat, managing to scratch the dog's nose, and the dog had backed off. Figuring he was safe now, he let his fur relax and meowed again. That's when a huge mouth had closed gently around his scruff before lifting him away from the bag. And just like that, Castiel felt safe. Or at least that's what he figured, as he was no longer scared. Somehow, he knew no matter how big the dog was, he wasn't going to hurt him. Gabrielle had heard Castiel's mews, and sped out, grateful that his kin was still alive, if distressed. He made it to the yard just in time to see Tiny Castiel take a swipe at a dog. He thought for certain that was over. Dogs weren't really known to like cats on a normal day, let alone when they were scratched. But all the dog had done was scoop up Castiel and carried him into the house. So Castiel was safe with the dog, surprisingly, but good. Likely the dog had scared the man away, so it was unlikely a human would succeed in harming the kitten while it was with the dog, but dogs were inherently loyal to their humans, so Gabriel got comfortable. He needed to be certain that the dog's human was okay with Castiel. If they weren't, Gabriel would remove Castiel from harm immediately. If they were, he was willing to leave Castiel for a bit while he reported back to the colony. He knew from experience that not all humans were bad as their man. He would just have to wait and see. His oh-so-scary and threatening pitbull had brought him a kitten. Surprisingly, this did not shock Bobby in the least. Dean was okay with cats, even if they scratched him, which it seemed the kitten had done. He did a simple examination of the kitten. Seemed small, had gummy eyes, and a sneeze, probably conjunctivitis, which was easily cured. Very skinny and young, he made a mental note to buy some formula in a litter box. There was no way he was taking this tiny, scared little thing to the pound. Sighing, he placed the kitten next to Dean and went to go shopping. He took note of the bag, but didn't touch it. He called his friends in the animal investigation, and they'd come to check it out for him. Till then, he didn't want to mess with any possible evidence. The human was fine with Castiel. At least he hadn't heard any yells of pain. The human hadn't carried Castiel with him, so he ran to tell the colony. Castiel was warm and well-fed. His eyes didn't itch as much. Dean, his rescuer, and Sam, the lovable giant, were gentle, friendly playmates. But he missed his family. It was quite a relief when the colony started showing up. According to Uriel, they'd managed to escape. His brother Gabriel hardly left his side. Neither did Dean and Sam. Slowly, the human won the cats over, and the cats had taken to refer to him as master to show respect for the canine's companion. Epilogue, kind of. Bobby still wasn't sure how this had happened. He had two dogs, and then two dogs and one kitten. Now he had two dogs, 30 cats, and 12 kittens. He'd already found homes for a bunch of the cats, but there were a few he knew he was going to keep. His friend had investigated and found Lucifer, who was arrested for animal cruelty. He provided all the names for the cats, but Bobby had gave most of them nicknames. Baltazar, the scrappy, sandy cat who had a tendency to steal and hoard shiny objects before giving them to kittens in exchange for different shiny objects. Raphael, a fluffy, black cat who was missing an eye and walked with a limp, and who, whenever someone was sick, would sit patiently by their side until they were better. Ellen, a tortoiseshell cat who, after arriving, had sitting down on his favorite shirt and given birth to a single kitten he named Joe. Lucifer hadn't owned Ellen, and Bobby still wasn't sure where she came from, but she and Joe were definitely staying. Gabrielle, a fluffy golden cat who was fiercely protective and who absolutely adored Sam. He also seemed like a trickster, so Bobby named him Loki. War, a very mangled tomcat who refused to come inside the house or leave the yard, and who was more prone to attack strangers than anything else. He had a feeling War was also not one of Lucifer's, but whatever. Famine, a skinny elderly cat who was likely to sit in the sunlight and hoard food like none other, only sharing with the kittens. Pestilence, his best mouser, and ratter, and snaker, and birder, etc., who seemed to love famine like none other, constantly bringing his prizes to the elder for approval. Death, a furless black cat who'd shown up one morning carrying one tiny fluffy kitten whose eyes had not yet opened. He named the little kitten Tessa, but he was the only person Death allowed to approach them, so he figured they were staying. And of course, Castiel. Several people had wanted the kitten, but Dean loved him, and Bobby loved Dean. He also loved the kitten, but that was beside the point. He was, however, getting every damn animal's house fixed. He didn't need any more unexpected idiot animals.